God, Bwana Yesu, Bwana Mungu. So Bwana Mungu is Father God, and Bwana Yesu is Jesus Christ, the Savior. So Bwana basically means Lord. Means Lord, yeah. Bwana means Lord. So if you hear a word with Bwana, 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 that means they're saying Lord, Lord, Lord. Thanks. Glory to God.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
So when he starts saying Bwana Asifiwe, it means praise the Lord. So everybody says amen.
Remember that. When I say Bwana Asifiwe, everybody says amen. But I'm only going to do that during the main
service.
Well, it's kind of main service. Hallelujah. Praise God today. Yeah, what I'd like to do is I'd like to move into the communion service. I'm going to preach the word, and then I guess we'll do a short song.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we can hand out the elements. And what I'd like to do is I would like to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. And this word says in my Bible, is the cup of blessing which we bless not a sharing of the blood of Christ? Is the bread which we break not a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one loaf, we who are many are one body. So we all share in the same loaf. Amina, which means amen. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, which says, chapter 6, verse 14. Pole means sorry. Do not be mismatched with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and lawlessness share together? Or what does the light have to do with the dark? Or what harmony does Christ have with Belial? Or what does a believer share with the unbeliever? I mention that because we honor our Father, and we are the only ones that are of one body that have the privilege to sit at His table and speak of the blood of Christ and the body of Christ as we share it together in remembrance of what He did for us on the cross. We forget about the remembrance. A lot of times, and we forget that we are the only ones that are allowed to be partakers. So it is a privilege for us as we share the body and the blood of Christ through the elements, which is the bread and the juice or wine, that we may enter into that place as one body, on one accord, at the same time. Now, when we do this, too, we have to realize that we can't come to His table blemished. So if there is anyone in here right now that has an issue in their mind or a concern in their mind, just ask the Lord to wash it from you and ask for forgiveness before you partake with us, because God wants us to come before Him unblemished. So what I'd like to say right now is I'd like to say thank you, Lord, that we are able to partake of the bread as the body and the juice as that represents your blood, God Father. For these things you sacrificed for us. This sacrifice was done for the sins that we have committed. And you bear no sin, but you took on all our sins. And at that particular time, your Father looked away from you. Like when you were on the cross and you said, Father, why have you forsaken me? We have to understand that He was the bearer of all our sins, that we may be forgiven. For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that those who believe in Him may have everlasting life. We are not here for today. We are here for the everlasting. We must look forward to the everlasting and remove ourselves from what humanity is doing to this place. And I praise God today, and I thank you for the blessings bestowed upon this place. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, amen. So if I could have a couple of people come up and distribute the the communion. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says here also in the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and separate, says the Lord, and do not touch anything unclean. Hallelujah. And it also says, and I will welcome you, and I will be your father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Almighty Lord, who is God, who is our Father. And I thank you, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share with you guys. It's really been a blessing and an honor this summer to be here, to be able to share, and especially with my wife being able to come here for a couple of months and share. But, you know, even if you are here and we have a fellowship in Kenya, we are all one body. We are all on one accord. Like I said, most of the things that I see in the ongoings of the service here, we do the same thing in Kenya. Because it seems to be the order of things, the way God has set things in order. There's many, many places in Kenya where they'll do half a service, and then they'll start doing church business instead of the Lord's business. And it really breaks my heart that they remove themselves from the presence of God so they can take care of their own business during the fellowship.
She got one.
Oh, she got one for her. Okay.
I forget her over there. Oh.
Got one? Okay. So, Lord God, Father, as we partake of this, as we partake of the bread, let us remember the body that was broken on the cross for our sins. And as we take this juice, let us remember the blood that was shed on the ground, that was spilled throughout the whole gallery as he was walking from Pilate's place up to the cross. That whole trail, it was a trail of tears and a trail of condemnation. So Lord, I praise your holy name that we are able to partake of this today. Amen. Hallelujah. I
don't do communion very often because I always get like this. Because of the way I used to be. Because of the life that I tore apart. Because of the damage that I did. And knowing what he did for me on the cross. And it's a very special time whenever I do this. So take heart and know what you were and know who you are now because of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God today. Were we going to do another song? Are we good? Did you want to share before I started? Share? Did you want to share before I started the service? I don't know. Did you have anything? Are you good? Are you good? Are we good? Hallelujah. What time is it? I think so. You got 5 minutes? 5 minutes? Okay. I'm going to give the mic to my wife for 5 minutes.
Praise God.
That's Kenyan time, so I don't know when she's finishing.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God for his communion. I just want to say I'm very grateful and thankful to the Lord to be here to share with you this morning. And as we were worshiping and praising God, I got a scripture that I will read.
No, I'm good.
So the Lord gave me this scripture that I should read before you. In saying that as you go home today, try to press harder for your voice to be heard in heaven over this nation. There are so many weird things that all go on, but there's a word that says that he can hear us if we faithfully, fervently, and sincerely go before him and ask that he heals our nation. Praise God. So the Lord said to Solomon, then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night. That is 2 Chronicles 7, starting from 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night, and he said to Solomon, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen for myself in this place a house of sacrifice. When I shut up the heaven, and there is no rain, or when I command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence on my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers of this place. So now I have chosen and consecrated this house that my name be there continually. My eyes and heart will be there for all days. Praise God. Praise God. This message is to all of you that from this small place, you can transform many lives outside there. From this small place, if God accepts to hear your prayers because of your pressing, because of your unwavering, because of your, you're just going for him and say, Lord, we are here, we have come, that you may heal our land, that you may transform this nation. People will be transformed. Praise God. That's what I want to share today, that you praise for Jesus. Ask for him every day. Just go down there, cry, shout, cry, and cry some more until he listens. And he will listen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the most high name of the Lord. Buena Safiwe. Buena Safiwe.
Amen.
Buena Safiwe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We lift a shout to the Lord. Baby, are you ready to start translating?
Oh, okay.
Here we go. This is what we're going
to
do.
We have the other mic, and then you don't have to keep switching.
Okay. So we don't have to keep switching.
Okay. So, translation in Swahili?
At home we have wireless.
That means we are more advanced.
Come through the speaker. What do you want?
I know, his voice, right? His voice must have been amazing. Thousands without a microphone. And right now we
cannot. Hallelujah. Are we good?
Yep. Someplace.
I'll just put it in my pocket. Praise God. Now this is a joyous occasion because another thing we like to do.
Oh, keep...
This happens to us all the time. She never translates for me because she starts laughing.
I need to understand that
about?
I'm going to speak Swahili. I need to get that in my system.
Even Bakusu.
Process.
It doesn't matter. They won't know the difference.
Process that I'm going to speak Swahili. I need to process that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Okay. Another thing we like to do.
Kitu ingine ambayo tungeweza kufanya.
And it's always a blessing.
Nani baraka.
As we hand out Bibles.
Tunapeana Biblia.
And it just so happens that I have an extra Bible.
Na imepatikana kwamba niko na Biblia moja.
That I'd like to give somebody today.
Ambaye ningeweza kubariki nayo mtu.
And the Lord has shown me who I should be giving this to.
Na Mungu ananionyesha mwenye nitapea.
And that would be my friend Todd.
That would be...
So if you want to come up.
Todd ndiye atapata.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. And what I tell people,
na vile naambia watu,
it's time for you to be accountable.
Na wewe ukue na,
because you have this,
kwa sababu uko na hii,
you have God's word in your hand.
Uko na neno la Mungu kwa mkono lako.
Now you will be held accountable to follow the words of our Lord and Savior.
Wewe utastahili kufuata neno la Mungu.
And before you read, you pray.
Na kabla hujasoma uombe.
That the Lord may open up your mind and your heart.
Na Mungu afungue macho yako ya kiroho na moyo wako.
And Lord God Father, we thank you for Todd today.
Mungu Baba tunakushukuru kwa ajili ya Todd.
That he received this word with an open heart and an open mind.
Apate kupokea hili neno katika jina la Yesu Kristo.
And that you completely fill his soul with your spirit.
Na ujaze roho yake na Roho Mtakatifu.
Give him rest and peace when he needs it.
Umpe upumziko na kila kitu ambacho anahitaji.
Through your unconditional love.
Umpe mapenzi yako ya kikamilifu.
Treat him as a son.
Na umtukue kama mwanao.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Katika jina la Yesu Kristo wa Nazareti.
Amen.
Amen.
Now there's one more thing.
Na kuna kitu moja.
There's a bookmark in there.
Kuna.
Okay. Don't move that, lose that. Because what we like to do is we have people engage because the word is being about engagement today. Yeah. When I ask you to read the scripture that I quote, I would like you to read that for us.
Great.
Okay. So don't lose the place.
Usipoteze hiyo kitabu.
God bless. Yep.
Praise God. Yeah, I should say Buenas afiwe.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, today's word. Everybody got a pamphlet today. It's about engagement.
Leo ni kwa ajili ya kupatanisha.
I'm going to speak for about 15 minutes or so.
Taongea kwa madakika 45.
Because we have another special program going on today.
Kwa sababu tuko na kipindi chingine ambacho tutaendelea.
Now, engagement
patanisho
is basically just this.
Ni kwamba ni hivi.
And it's so simple.
Na ni rahisi.
But we mess this up so much.
Lakini sisi upotea mara kwa mara.
Even as we are ready to marry our future spouses.
Hata kama tuko tayari kupatana na wenzetu.
Engagement means a mutual promise.
Inasemekana kwamba kupatanisha ni
to continue in the mutua.
Yeah. No. I don't know mucho in Swahili.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Mutual.
You can make it up. We won't know.
Okay. It's a comparative a promise.
Ni ahadi.
To get ready for marriage.
Kukua tayari kwa kupatanishwa.
And a period during which.
Na wakati ambao.
This promise is kept.
Hii ahadi inawekwa.
It is a promise or an agreement.
Ni ahadi au ni patanisho.
To be at a particular place.
Kukua mahali.
At a particular time.
Wakati fulani.
Amina. What are we waiting on?
Tunangoja nini?
We are waiting on the return of Christ.
Tunangoja kurudi kwa Yesu Kristo.
Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior.
Ambaye alitufia msalabani akawa ndiye Kristo wetu.
To bring us to his table.
Kutuleta kwenye mezani.
And we must be there and prepared.
Na lazima tuwe pale tukiwa tayari.
For that time and place.
Wakati ukifika.
Now I like this too. It means embedded or partially embedded or committed to a future. Committed to a future.
Na pia ni ku patanishwa kwa milele.
Commitment. We're trying.
I don't know commitment in Swahili.
Hallelujah. Praise God today. The Lord has called us to be his bride.
Mungu ametuita tukue I know that one.
You've just been a bride. What are you talking about? Okay. Praise God. We're working on it. Okay.
Okay.
Now it's up to us to stay chaste before him.
Na sisi tunahitaji kuwa vyema mbele zake.
And do you remember when you first, before you got married,
kabla hujaolewa,
and you proposed to your wife or your husband,
na umeambiana na mume na mke kwamba mtapatana,
did you get jitters in your stomach?
Ulianza kusikia kwa tumbo inatetemeka kidogo?
Were you kind of floaty?
Unaanza kusikia kama maneno si nzuri sana?
When you first get in love,
alafu unaanza kuwa tu unaona vimwemwe,
you run into a wall because you forgot
where you were,
or you trip on the ground, or you're
alafu
dry.
Unaanguka saa zingine ukitembea smile imekuwa tu
Do you see what I mean? You lose all focus on everything.
Unapoteza kila other focus kwa kila vitu zingine, unakuwa tu na kitu moja ambaye unaangalilia.
Now I'd like to talk about how we love Christ in that same manner.
Nataka tuangalie kuwa tunaweza mpenda Kristo kwa njia hiyo hiyo.
Wanting to disregard,
tuache vitu zingine kando,
everything that is around us,
kila kitu ambacho imetusunguka,
so we can be closer to him.
Ili tuweze kuwa patana na Yesu Kristo.
Get away from me, I'm praying.
Yeah, toka mbele yangu mimi naomba.
Don't bother me while I'm worshiping.
Usinitafute mimi niko katika maombi.
Can you allow me to have my study time so I can,
unaweza niacha nikasoma Biblia,
so I can be with my Lord and Savior,
ili nikuwe na wakati na Yesu Kristo wangu.
Walk, even walking down the street,
hata ukiwa unatembea kwenye barabara,
you can pray while you're walking.
Unaweza omba ukiwa unatembea.
And if you're worried about it,
na kama umekuwa na wasiwasi,
put your phone up to your head,
weka simu kwa masikio yako,
so people think you're talking on the phone.
Watu wafikirie unaongea kwa simu.
Buenas Afiwe.
Praise God.
Buenas Afiwe.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. When we are engaged in the works of the kingdom,
patanisha katika njia za kiungu,
we commit ourselves to God's glory.
Tunajipeana kwa uwezo wa Bwana.
Isn't that what that's about, is participating in his glory?
Tunajipeana na kuhusika kwenye kazi ya Mungu.
And God will keep his promise.
Na Mungu ataweka ahadi zake.
Of our inheritance. Inheritance,
yeah. I'm trying to figure
God
out.
Will keep his promise.
Mungu ataweka ahadi yake.
Hallelujah.
Ya kuridhi.
The Lord speaks to us in Jeremiah.
Mungu akaongea kwenye kitabu cha Jeremiah
30:21. And I will cause you to draw near to me.
Na nitafanya ukaribiane nami.
In another place he also says, I will cause you to be a blessing.
Na nitakufanya uwe ni wa baraka.
When God even says, I will make you a blessing.
Na akasema nitakufanya uwe wa baraka.
Amina.
That means
you are his.
Sasa wewe ni wake.
Hallelujah. And he shall approach me.
Na ata nikaribia.
For who is it that engaged his heart?
Yule ambaye aliweka roho yake.
To approach unto me.
Mwenye aliweka roho yake ili anitambue.
He's basically saying,
anasema hivi,
who is this who has approached me?
Ni nani huyu ambaye amenikaribia?
Who is this that's called out my name?
Ni nani huyu ameita jina langu?
Who is this who has engaged me?
Ni nani huyu ambaye amenihusisha?
I will cause him
nitamfanya,
to be my son.
Nitamfanya awe mwanangu.
Or my daughter. Hallelujah. Buena Safiwe.
Amen. Praise God.
What did it take for you to say, will you marry me?
Ili kuchukua nini wewe kuambia mwenzako utanioa?
Did you stumble at your words?
Ulijaribu kuanguka?
Did you forget what the words you were going to speak?
Hata ulikuwa umeandika kitu kwa karatasi ukapotea?
Sometimes when we're in so much in love,
saa zingine tukiwa katika mapenzi,
and if we're in prayer,
na tumekuwa katika maombi,
or we're in worship,
da katika worship,
Sometimes God's glory will come in so heavy. It will cause you not to speak.
Ata itakufanya usiwe na neno la kuongea.
And you can bask in that glory.
Na unaweza tu kuwa katika huo utukufu.
And feel his strength and power.
Na usijihisi uwezo wa Bwana.
How do you think Moses felt?
Unafikiria Moses alijihisi aje?
When God stuffed him in the crook of the rock.
Vile Mungu alimweka pembeni pale.
Said, I'll show you my back.
Because you
can't see my face.
Kwa sababu hauwezi ona uso wangu.
And then when he came down off the mountain,
na alipotoka kwenye mlima,
he had to veil his face.
Alikuwa lazima afiche uso wake.
Because God's glory was shining through him.
Kwa sababu roho wa Mungu, uwepo wa Mungu ulikuwa zaidi juu yake.
And nobody could see his face.
Na mtu hangeweza kuweza kuona hiyo uwezo wake.
Are you understanding this message?
Munaelewa?
Our engagement.
Kusika kwetu.
Honestly, I believe it's because of our reverence.
Kwa sababu ya kumu ya kumu reverence, yeah.
Reverence, exactly.
It will come.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Try.
I honestly believe it's because of our reverence.
Vile nimesema ni kwa sababu ya kumutii Mungu.
Because you cannot reverence God.
Kwa vile uwezi kumtii Mungu.
Unless you trust God.
And mpaka uwe umemuamini.
Unless you honor God.
Lazima uwe umemheshimu.
Unless you have faith in Christ Jesus.
Lazima uwe na faith ndani mwake.
Hallelujah. And you cannot reverence God.
Na hauwezi kumtii Mungu.
If you do not fear him.
Na kama haumuogopi Mungu.
Because you know who he is.
Kwa sababu unajua yeye ni nani.
Hallelujah. And Todd, that Bible will tell you who God is.
Na hiyo Biblia itakuambia Mungu ni nani.
There's a lot of people that cry out, Lord, give me a word, give me a word.
Watu wengi ulia, Mungu nipe neno, nipe neno.
And he says, I gave you a Bible.
Na Mungu anamwambia nilikupea maneno mingi.
I wrote all these words down.
Na hii maneno yote.
So you can engage me.
Unaweza nihusisha kupitia hilo neno.
In my word.
Nihusisha kupitia neno langu.
So you can feel safe reading these scriptures.
Ndio usikie uhisi ukiwa usawa unaposoma neno langu.
I gave you my word.
Nilikupa neno langu.
So I can make you a blessing.
So ndio nikufanye wewe wa baraka.
So I can engage you as a son.
Ndio nikuhusishe kama mwanangu.
Or engage you as a daughter.
Ndio nikuhusishe kama binti wangu.
Hallelujah. Are you ready, Todd? Could you stand up and read?
Unaweza simama utusome.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 through 17.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Spirit touching you, my friend. Continue in the things that you've learned.
Endelea kwenye neno ambalo umesoma.
Stay engaged with my word.
Endelea kwenye hilo neno.
Stay engaged through prayer.
Endelea kwenye maombi.
Stay engaged through study.
Endelea kwenye kusoma.
Know the Holy Scripture.
Mjue Roho Mtakatifu na neno lake.
I can tell you one thing about me.
Naweza kuambia kitu moja kunihusu.
I can't memorize anything.
Siwezi weka kila kitu kwenye kichwa changu.
I could read something one day.
Naweza soma leo hiki.
And forget it the next day.
Na nisahau kesho yake.
But when it's important.
Lakini ikiwa ni ya muhimu.
The Lord will recall it for me.
Na Roho wa Mungu atanikumbusha.
Just as he says, don't worry when you go before.
Usijali unapokuja mbele zangu.
I will give you the words to speak.
Nitakupatia maneno ya kuongea.
Hallelujah. And in 2 Timothy it says here, You have known the Holy Scriptures.
Na katika Timoteo wa pili mstari wa 3:14 akasema umeona neno takatifu.
Which can make you wise.
Mbaye inaweza kukufanya wewe ukawa mwenye hekima.
Because the wisdom of the Scriptures.
Hekima za Biblia.
Is foolishness to men.
Ni ujinga kwa wanadamu.
Bwana safiwe. Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bwana asifiwe.
There's a lot going on right now in the human understanding of the world.
Kuna mambo mingi sana inaendelea katika duniani.
Because they are just humans being.
Kwa sababu hao ni wanadamu.
Hallelujah. We have been removed from that humans being.
Tumetoka katika nafasi ya kuwa wanadamu.
Because we can engage our Father who is in heaven.
Kwa sababu tunaweza muhusisha Mungu aliye juu mbinguni.
That tells us look not on the things of this world.
Usiangalie sana kwa maneno ya hii dunia.
But look upon the things that are of heaven.
Bati angalia sana kwa maneno ya dunia ya mbinguni. Nihusishe mimi.
Engage me while I'm on my throne.
Nihusishe mimi ninapokaa kwa kiti cha enzi.
Engage me while I'm in your mind.
Nihusishe ninapokuwa kwa mawazo yako.
Engage me when I'm speaking to you.
Niuzishe ninapokuongelesha.
Dreams and visions.
Katika ndoto na maono.
Hallelujah. All scripture is inspired by God.
Kila neno limewekwa pumzi ya Mungu.
This is why it's important for us.
Na ndipoza ni jukumu letu.
Continually engage in the scriptures.
Kumuhusisha Yesu Kristo na neno la Mungu kila wakati.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every good work.
Kila kazi nzuri.
Engage in every good work.
Jihusishe kwa vitu nzuri, mambo mazuri.
Because there are good works.
Kuna mambo mazuri.
And there are bad works.
Na kuna mambo mabaya.
If you're bearing bad fruit,
na wewe unapozaa matunda mabaya,
then you are engaged with the world.
Kwa maana wewe unajihusisha na mambo mabaya.
If you're bearing good fruit,
na unapozalisha matunda mazuri,
then the Lord will come up and say,
Mungu atakuja na aseme,
well done my faithful servant.
Asanti kwa mwanangu.
For you are my son.
Kwa sababu wewe ni mwanangu.
You are my daughter.
Na wewe ni binti yangu.
Now come here.
Haya.
Let me show you something more.
Wacha nikuonyeshe kitu mzuri.
Praise God today.
Bwana asifiwe.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go for a couple more minutes.
Tutaenda kwa madakika machache.
Praise God. Like I said, I've given everybody a transcript of this.
Nimempa kila mtu kitabu kama haka.
You can read.
Unaweza jisomea baadaye.
So David speaks in Psalm 119.
Daudi akaongea kwenye Psalm 19.
How many have read the completeness of Psalm 119?
I mean Psalm 119.
All at the same time.
Ukasoma yote mara moja.
179 verses.
Yeah, kitabu kirefu cha Daudi.
You know, I got halfway through Psalm 119.
Nilifika katikati.
And the Lord engaged me.
Na Mungu akaanza kunihusisha.
And I started seeing dreams and visions.
Na nikaanza kuona maono na ndoto.
And halfway through that psalm.
Na nilipofika katikati.
Around the 80th verse.
Katika mstari wa 80.
That whole page is full of my tears.
Na hiyo kitabu ikajaa machozi yangu.
Hallelujah.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
And David said.
Na Daudi akasema.
Make me to understand.
Nifanye nikuelewe.
The way of your precepts.
Mambo ya njia zako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then I shall contemplate.
Na ndipoza nitafikiria.
On your wondrous works.
Kwa kazi zako.
I shall meditate.
Nitafikiria.
On your wondrous work.
Kwa maneno yako.
And if I have questions.
Na nikiwa na swali.
I'm coming to you first.
Nitakuja kwako kwanza.
And basically David is saying this.
Na kwa sababu Daudi anasema hivi.
Stuff the entirety of the kingdom of heaven in my head.
Yani nijaze mambo ya kiungu ndani mwa kichwa changu.
That I may know all things.
Ndio niweze kukuelewa wewe zaidi.
Bwana
Yesu asifiwe.
Because I can tell you right now,
naweza kuambia hivi sasa,
there's a lot of laws that were written in the Torah.
Kuna vitu mingi ambazo ziliandikwa katika kitabu cha Torah.
That God showed the Israelites.
Ya kwamba Mungu alionyesha Waisraeli.
In Exodus.
Na Exodus.
And Leviticus.
Na Walevi.
And Deuteronomy.
Na Deuteronomy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are unwritten laws of the kingdom of heaven.
But kuna yale ambayo hayakuandikwa.
That Jesus,
ya kwamba Yesu,
fulfilled
aliweza ku
when he was born,
alipozaliwa,
and when he died,
alipokufa,
and when he rose again,
na vile alifufuka.
Because without those three things,
bila hiyo tatu mambo matatu,
we wouldn't have the laws of hope.
Hatungekuwa na sheria ya ku
we wouldn't have the laws of joy.
Hatungekuwa na furaha.
We wouldn't have the laws of love.
Hatungekuwa na mapenzi.
We would not have the laws of faith.
Hatungekuwa na imani.
Bwana asifiwe.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
And we would not have the power of the Holy Spirit.
Na hatungekuwa na nguvu za Roho Mtakatifu.
Which gives us the authority.
Ambaye inatupatia mamlaka.
Now listen to this.
Yes.
To engage with the world.
Ili tuweze kuhusisha neno.
That we may teach the world.
Ili tufunze neno.
What we have been engaging with.
Kitu ambacho tumehusishwa na Roho Mtakatifu.
With our Father who is in heaven.
Na Mungu wetu aliye mbinguni.
Amina.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
Now it's our charge.
Sasa hizi ni jukumu letu.
It is our personal accountability.
Ni wakati kila mmoja wetu,
when we go to the throne,
tunapofika kwenye kiti cha enzi,
when we pray,
tunapofika kuanza kuomba,
or we worship,
tunapomwabudu,
and you hear the voice,
na usikize sauti ya Mungu,
you're my right hand,
wewe ni mkono wangu wa kulia.
What have you done for the kingdom today?
Umefanya nini katika nyumba ya Bwana?
What have you done to fulfill my glory?
Umefanya nini kuhusisha kazi ya Mungu?
Amina.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
I'm going to say this.
Naenda kusema hivi.
Mama Lisa.
He is finished.
I'm finished.
Praise God, church. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do a song as we welcome Pastor Mike to come over and take on the next service.
The next part of this journey.
For the communion.
Okay, yes. Yep, that's fine.
Diane and so Pastor are going to go change as we do a song. This song is basically to just enjoy the dancing of the Lord in the house, because we have our sister who is going to be separated from the worldly things, basically. Baptism is about that, and we want to rejoice in that baptism with her. So we're going to dance as she goes to change, right? Yeah. It's just basically to dance.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Yeah, we need a louder. We are going up. All right.
Thank you. agree, have to.
To do. That's what we call a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God.
Praise God. I hope nobody starts laying eggs. Hallelujah. I think they're just about ready. He wants a microphone. Hallelujah. It's warm. Sure.
Well, this is certainly a special time in any service to be able to do baptisms. And I have Diane Perro with me here today, and she has asked to be baptized. This is not something that you are mandated to do. This is the leading of the Holy Spirit. And to be able to understand baptism, I just want to speak a little bit about it. Is that baptism doesn't get you to heaven. Baptism is not the ticket to get you there. The ticket to get you into heaven is when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, there's something that happens inside of you that is just different. It's just you know that it's right because God has created you. God has given you a spirit. And when we talk about that engagement that Ron was talking about, to me, that is like full engagement when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you take that leap of faith, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, but you trust in the Lord that He will carry you through tomorrow and everything that happens. So what is baptism then? Well, baptism is a time for us to gather as believers and to share the experience in an outward way of what happened inside of us. So what's happened inside of us is that we have given up our will for the will of God. We have given up our life for the life of Christ. We've given up our ways for the ways of God. And so there's only one way that we can give that up is if we die. We die to the self. And baptism is a representation of that. That when I take Diane here today, and I was just explaining to her, I'm going to hold her, and then I'm going to have her fall backwards. And I'm going to say the words that, you know, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're buried with Christ. That means that you die with Christ. And when I say that, I'm allowing her to fall back into the water. And then I bring her back up. And I say that you're raised to new life with Christ. Now, I was telling Diane, why do we always go backwards? It's because she can't bring herself back up. She has to rely on the one to be able to raise her, and that one that she's trusting is God. Now we're doing a demonstration of what really happens inside of her, and that's what's really neat about this whole thing of baptism. It's special, And because we do it in amongst believers, that she's saying, I want you to hold me accountable in my faith. And you are saying to her the same thing. Because we are brothers and sisters in Christ now. It's not this ladder, see who's higher up on the ladder and closer to God. It's a path that we're on. And we walk on that path together. And we encourage one another as we are engaging with Christ and with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's awesome to be able to do that. But I have Diane here. I'm going to ask her one question. Diane, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I have.
Amen to that, eh? Did you want to share anything about your what happened or what caused you to do that? Or to?
When I met Andy, he changed my life so much. We went on vacation to Tennessee recently. A couple years ago, I got really sick. And I didn't know how sick I was. But I truly believe God told him, you have to drive home. You have to drive home today. We went home the next morning. He took me to the hospital. And they told me if he didn't bring me to the hospital that day, I wouldn't be here today. And I truly believe God brought Andy into my life to help me go to him. And I thank God every day that he helped me to survive when I got sepsis from a kidney infection. And I thank my sister and brother-in-law for coming from Pulaski to Harrisville to spend this day with me. And I thank everybody else here. And you guys welcomed us with open arms and made us feel at home. That's it.
Okay. That's awesome, isn't it? Everybody has a personal story, and she's sticking to it. And it's pretty cool because no testimony is the same other than there's a common denominator with that, and that is God. As the Holy Spirit working in your lives to draw us close and to really know our purpose in life and where we stand. So, yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to just set this here. Actually, so here we are to baptize Diane, and it's just like I said, it's something that's already happened in her heart, and we just get to be able to witness part of that. In the sharing of this one here. So, in the name of the Father and the Son, I get to be able to baptize Diane. And so, yep. So bury you with Christ, raise you to new life.
How do we get off the escape?
No.
Where it's
hidden. Oh, can you play something?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, play something.
What do you got that?
Something jumpy.
Jumpy.
Your fingers.
It's the Bible.
No.
We'll give you another one.
Do you get blisters on your finger?
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Ouch.
What is that one? You said last night. Well, what? It doesn't matter. What is it? How about Victory in Jesus? It's 290.
290.
290.
Oh.
I want to thank you all for letting us share today. We're going back February 5th. Our last service here will be February 4th. And it's been an honor to serve you guys over this summer. It's humbled me because you are a godly nation. You are a godly fellowship. And there would no place I would rather be than be with you while I'm staying in this place, in the States, actually. I've been all over the United States, and I've never seen such a group of people in all the churches that I've come in contact with. So I thank you all for supporting us, even over in Kenya. And I'm telling you, this season, I've got a 3-year ministry permit, and my boots are on fire, baby. My boots are on fire. Hallelujah. And thank you so much again. God bless.
Waiting for Diane to come back, but we'll have I have a little certificate I want to hand to her, a baptism certificate, and we'll be able to share that. So you can just take a seat for a moment. But I just want to make an offer to anybody that if anybody here is thinking about baptism, we have a baptism over here, and I was talking to somebody not too long ago, I think it was Jim Tebow I was talking to, and telling him when we first came here, the baptism was always there. So when I started coming here, it was like 2007, 2008. And we decided to purchase a liner that would go into there. So I called a company down in Texas who builds liners for chemical companies and stuff like that. And that's what, where we got the liner from, because they made it to shape, you know, the inside of the baptistry. It was really cool. So it was an expense for the church to be able to do that. At that time, we were still, I don't say struggling with funds, but we were gaining, and we were using the funds, you know, to glorify God in many different ways. This was one of the ways we wanted to be able to do that. And so we can have a baptism anytime. You know, it doesn't have to be, we have to wait for the summer weather. It can be in the winter. And it's really neat in a way, because you're walking out in your swimsuit and stuff like that. It's your, Diane, come back up here. So just so that you know, baptism requires one thing, that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you've never been baptized, think about it. If you, maybe as a, I was brought up Catholic, and you know, they kind of sprinkle you and stuff like that, I never, as an infant and sort of thing, that never felt like it was enough for me. I needed to be immersed. And that's, you know, we do that full immersion here because the idea of the full death and burial and coming up. And obviously if you can't do that because of health reasons, that's fine. It doesn't matter. You know, that's not the thing that we have. However, it was important. I know Hope was baptized as a child in the Methodist church, but you know, her faith grew, and all of a sudden the baptism meant so much more that she was baptized. It's not something we do, you know, over and over and over again. But it gets to a point where you know that you know that you know that you really need to be baptized. Diane was at that point. She just knew. And I feel bad because we had to wait an extra a week because of last week was such bad weather and stuff. Diane, Andy, come on up here, please. It's a blessing to be able to have that baptism here today. And this couple here, where Andy was baptized, Ron baptized him this summer in the waters at one of the camps and stuff like that. But it was just awesome. Diane, I've come here to give you a certificate of baptism. It's got today's date on there. It's got your name on there. It's got my name as being baptizing you. And the witness is your husband. That's already signed and that sort of thing. So welcome, and so great to have that happen to you. Definitely an honor to be able to see that. And I tell you, it's an inspiration for us who, you know, in the remembrance of, I go through my baptism every time, and it was, I just had a hunger to be baptized, and I couldn't get anybody. Seems like I couldn't get anybody to baptize me, and I just didn't ask really. And when the opportunity came and it did happen for me, it was like, boom, I'm done. I just knew that was the right thing to do. So I'm sure it is the same with you and both of you. Yeah. And it's like we have that walk now with God that it's just you're making it public that you're a believer. And we now know that God's in your heart. You know, it's just so special to be able to have that. We too have God in our hearts. It's just special. All right, thank you so much for coming here today. It's an honor. Yeah. We're going to close the service, and we've got a meal down there. So just it'll probably take a few minutes to get everything set up, and we'll say an actual blessing downstairs for the food. But thank you so much for coming today. Ron and Jane, it was a beautiful service. And I honestly, really loved your message on engagement. I loved how the interchanging of into the Swahili, and it just that was beautiful. It meant a lot to me, and I could just see why the Africans really get excited about church, you know, because their music is like that. And sometimes we're dull, you know. Here, I understand that, you know, and it's like, so to get more music, maybe it means more for you folks to step up, you know, and to do stuff, you know, to not just listen. But as, again, Ron was saying, engage yourself within the service. You know, be a participant. And we've got Marsha and Armando that sing. We've got Sharon that sings. Hope does the music and stuff like that. There's other things that can be brought up. I know we share praises. But anything, a reading or something that's really moved, share. Because that's what it's all about. Yeah, Pat. Oh, not today, tomorrow. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. And I will give you rest. And I think even with baptism and stuff, you know, there's rest for your soul. There's peace, even through everything we've been through. The peace of the Lord, and you don't have that if you don't know Jesus.
Right.
That's the difference, I guess.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be okay. You know that no matter what, He's going to work it out, all the details. So come on to me, all ye who are heavy laden, and He will give you rest.
Right. Yep.